Coast 93.1, spotlighting 20 outstanding women.
Today's outstanding woman, Jamie Silvestri, an artist and therapist who created the Art Van.
Yeah.
I know this is probably not what Art Van looks like, but I imagine like a Volkswagen bus, peace signs on the side.
Right.
Sort of, but it's, you know, it's a 15-passenger van, and we painted it, so we're 20 years as of this July 4th.
Wow.
So we're celebrating our 20 years, and I'm founder, now program director. So we painted it in the July 4th parade to as a blank canvas with just an outline of what community means to us as five artists, and launched the first pilot program. So
cool.
we had it on a tow truck, and we painted it through the parade. So at the end of the parade, it was fully painted.
That's so,
so
cool.
And I had never painted a vehicle or a moving object.
Right.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
It came out as a total finished, complete work of art. But it was to show the process of art making, not the final product.
So the art therapy, I mean, this is just a reminder that so many things beyond what we think of as therapy can have therapeutic impacts.
Yeah.
And is this for kids? Is this for adults? Is this for who gets to participate in the Art Van?
Everyone and everyone. Our therapy is for everyone and everyone. And it's, you know, it's again, it's working towards the same goals as traditional psychotherapy. However, we work in a creative process formula and express how you feel through the art medium. So it could be movement, it could be drama, it could be play, it could be song and dance. So maybe if it's if there's a lot of high energy, it's coming back after, you know, a week of vacation, you know, we'll show like moving fast, your pen or marker or oil pastel along the paper. This is what I want to feel and get that energy out. Or I'm feeling really frustrated because, you know, my friend was actually mean to me today. Or, you know, I missed lunch or something that, and kind of bring it in. Or my dad left or whatever it might be. Or maybe I'm feeling really sad and we'll draw a sad line. So we're demonstrating and giving at the same time permission for them to release that way. And then they start to feel better and they start to, you know, notice that calmness show up.
Did you come to this from an art background first or a behavioral background first? How did you manage to find your way to put these together?
No, I'm a visual artist. I went to undergrad for fine arts and did illustration as a focus area. And so pictures and words was always like a cool thing to me about telling a story. I took a job. Well, I went to New York City, of course. You're an artist now, so when you graduate. And went to Hoboken, New Jersey, which was not gentrified at the time. This is like the late 80s. You know, so I was in a very low-income neighborhood because I could afford that rent near the projects, and took a job at the Hoboken Boys Club. I was the only female there and the only white person, so that was a really positive opportunity for me. And they didn't have any budget for money to do art, so I would just work with whatever I found on the street. And the kids love that. And so we would create art. But what I found out was there were fires that were happening to move the low income out. That gentrification was starting. That was a yuppie generation was the term then. Moving in, you know, dual income couples.
Yeah.
And so I was seeing the images in there, and I wanted to know how to help. And I happened to be on the subway and see this free paper for the new school had an art therapy course. Never heard of the term. I said, that sounds cool. And I took it.
Wow.
And that was it. And then I worked in clinical settings after that. And then I feel like Art Van sort of back to the Hoboken days.
Yeah.
I really love the grassroots and the, you know, being right in the neighborhoods, the field work.
Yeah. You really have been like meant to do this.
Totally. I was thinking exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Like, whether you believe in that or not, it's like there was no other option.
No.
This is what you're going to do.
Yeah. I'm pretty driven. I get pretty focused. And
it's artvanprogram.org if you want to learn more about the Art Van, and maybe it'll become rolling through your neighborhood at some point
soon.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Artvanprogram.org. Jamie, congratulations.
Thanks.
On being named an outstanding woman.
Thank you.
And you can learn more about Jamie, the Art Van, and all of Coast and Hannaford's 20 outstanding women at coast931.com.